The Mishnah Shabbos, the Chagim Amaral, says the Lamed Tes Melachos. We know the Lamed Tes Melachos, they're also on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos up in Teslan Beis, and other places says that the Lamed Tes Melachos of Shabbos are learned out from the Mishkan. Whatever Melach was needed to build the Mishkan, that's what's also on Shabbos. And two of the Melachos are Melachos Kireya, which I guess in English would be ripping or tearing, and another Melacha, Melachos Mechatech, which I guess in English would be cutting. What's the difference between kirei and machatech? What would be the difference between ripping and cutting? So the main chiluk is that machatech has to be b'midah. When you're cutting something exactly what we want to cut, that's machatech. And kirei is you just rip haphazardly. You're not marking where you're ripping, just want to get the thing open, just to rip. But we'll explain a little bit more. The Mishnah in Shabbos lists the malachas by categories, sort of. The Gemara explains it that way. But if you look in the Mishnah, the first 11 malachas are called Sidur, the pas. The first 11 malachas are the malachas that are needed to make pas, to make lechem, to make bread. Even though building the Mishkan, they didn't need bread to build the Mishkan. So the Gemara explains, in the Mishkan what they did was they had to make some manim, they had to make dyes, they had to make seva, dyes to dye the ureas, the covering and the curtains of the Mishkan. And the process of making dyes is very similar to the process of making bread. You'd have to grow the certain herbs and plants to make the dyes, and at the end of it, you'd have to cook them. You have to cook them, which is similar to baking bread. Oifem, bishol, very similar. You have to cook them and heat them up to make the saman. So these are the Gemara calls it the 11 melachos to do the pas. It starts with melachos zereya v'chayrish, with planting and plowing. The Gemara asks, if you're going in order, you plow before you plant. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that the Mishnah means sometimes the fields are very hard ground, and you have to chayrish twice. They would plow first, then they would plant, and then if they plant, they would plow it again. Like mix up the seeds, or plow it a second time. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, chayrish, that even the second chayrish is also considered a chayrish. Don't think it was already chayrish, it was already plowed, it's not considered a chayrish. The second time is also called a chayrish. And if you had a straw on chayrish, the second time could be chay for that. But again, it starts off with zereya and chayrish, and it ends off from the 11 malachos, we won't go through them, ends off with lush and eifa, with the kneading and baking. Then the Mishnah says, 13 malachos of begodim, it's called malachos of begodim. 13 malachos that involve making begodim, or the mishkan, making the ureas, making the ureas that are made out of begodim. It starts off with the goyzes of tzema, shearing the wool, hamalabnoi, and then whitening the wool. And it ends off with taifa, vakireya, manaslitva. The last two malachos of malachos begodim, making malachim, begodim was taifa, sewing. And after sewing comes kireya, ripping. When do they rip in the mishkan? So the Gemara explains that in sewing, very often you make a mistake and you have to rip it to do it over. You have to rip it to do it over. So that's why Kireya, the Mishnah says, Kireya Masitva. So that's where the Melacha Kireya comes from Begodim. And then the Mishnah lists Zayin Melachas, seven Melachas of Iris. Seven Melachas are involved in making leather or skins. And the Mishkan was used, some of the Iris were made from the Tachash, or HaTachash, and the Iris Enum Udamim. So the making that R, it starts with Hatzad, starts with capturing the animal. Tzad Tzvi, the second malach is a Sheikhta, and you shechta, a mashita, you would skin it. Then the next malach is Hamochai, and you would salt it. These salt the skin to make it into another, it's part of the process. But Ma'abid, sorry, and then you Ma'abid. Ma'abid was, after the salt, they put other types of salmon, other types of very harsh, very strong, like materials to make the, we might call chemicals today, but it was more natural then to make the R into R. The Gemara Sakasha, Molcha, even Ma'abed, the Chir is all one Molacha. It's all working out the skin, why, the leather, to make it into leather. Why is Molcha, even Ma'abed, called two? One is with salt, and the other is with Saman, the Chir is all one. So Gemara says, Enchanami, it's really all one. And you have to, and put those two together. That's one Ab Molacha. And you have to add in the Mishnah something to be mashlim, the 39, so the Gemara says, you have to add into the Mishnah Masate. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but there's one more Malacha called Masate. Masate was when they would mark on the R, on the skins, a line we had to cut. You used to either scratch it out with a knife, or sometimes with the Yoy, the Gemara says, they would put on like a little ink or something. Today we might use a pencil, something to make, to mark it. And Masate, making a Rishim, marking off where you want to cut, this is like Malacha. Oh, So in this, by Masas Sa'or, one of the melachas is machatech. Because the ratzonim, they used to make utsuwes and other things, and in sanlonim or shoes, whatever, they would cut out the or in a very exact way. So the melachah mechatech is when melachah sa'or. Just to show off in the Mishnah, just to finish with melachah, it says two melachahs of ksiva, kaisvet and moichik, two melachahs of binyan, that's bain of esaisa, and the 39th melachah is two melachahs of or. It's mechab and mavi. And, interesting, by my head is cigar, I didn't see him speak about it. Mechab and Mavia, let's see again, maybe the Gemara does speak about it, but Mechab, it says Mechab first, and then Mavia, by Baina Besaisa, it always says the Baina first, and then the Saisa. And the last one is Makab Papish. I'm sorry, then it's Makab Papish and Kingdom, and the last one is Eitzah. Eitzah, Meshus, Meshus. But upon him, these two Malachas, which are very similar, Kireya and Mechateh, which we were speaking about today, Kireya ripping and Mechateh cutting, Kireya is mentioned in the Mishnah by Malachas Begodim. The Malachas of Godim. And Mechatech is said by the Malachas of Ar. Now, most of the Malachas really can be used for other things also. It doesn't have to be used for what its category is. For example, Boyer is listed in Segudah Pas. Boyer was one of the Malachas done in making bread. Making bread was some manna. They used to pull out the pebbles from the wheat to clean out the wheat, and that was Boyer. But the Pesim will say that Boyer can be even not by Eichel. People try to be careful with silverware, things like that, not to do malachas bayir. Even though some of the malachas, like kites and mama, cutting off the tree and mama and gathering, the Gemara says it's after by gedulin kaka. It's only by gedulin kaka, but bayir is not by gedulin kaka. So the Gemara explains because bayir was the pebbles. It was done to clean the chitim, the wheat, but it was also cleaning it out, taking the pebbles out of the wheat. And pebbles are not good in the kaka, rocks are not good in the kaka. That's why Boyer applies to everything. But upon him, Kireya Pashtus applies not that to Begodim. Even though Melacha Kireya is one of the Melachas of Begodim, and Mechatech applies Labdafka to R, even though Mechatech is one of the Melachas of work of leather, it really Kireya applies the Kireya to everything, and ripping anything that even if it's not a begot, and Mechatech will be anything even if it's not R itself. The Beis Yosef and Erechaim, the Mishnah in Zion, does say a chiddush. He says that he brings down some chiddush to Shainim. If Kareya is dafka manas litva, what the tikkun that you need by Kareya? What's the reason you need the tikkun? Most Shainim learn the reason you need the tikkun is it shouldn't be makalkal. Every malach we know has to be on the sake, not makalkal. There's a klal in Malach Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. And Kareya is normally you're ruining the thing, it's makalkal. So it has to be Kareya manas litva. You're ripping in order to re-sew it, to fix the sewing that wasn't done right. That makes it misakin. But what does Hashem say? If you have a different tikkun, it's also chayiv. If some other, not dafka naslitva. But the Beis Yosef says, some Hashem say it's dafka naslitva. And then it might only be by Begodim. The Melacha Kriya is only chayiv if it's naslitva. And the Beis Yosef must be medayik that in Rashi. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, dafim chesam al-alaf. The Gemara says that, ha-biseich be-sitzava, if you open up the neck of a beged, you chayiv achatas. One of the last, things that are done when you make certain kind of shirts or a sweater is they would open up the place for the neck, the base of tzava, the place for the head to go through, the place for the neck. So that's chayiv. So Rashi says of the chayiv mishum makav patish. A sweater is also keli, and this is the final thing. So this is makav patish. So effectively, Beis Yosef, why is the chayiv mishum kareya? The chayiv should be kareya, and it's not makakal. It's masakin. You're fixing the beged. So Beis Yosef is going to be dagging Rashi. The Rashi knows kareya is dafkam and aslitva. There's no issa ripping. Oh, very good, very good. Kivega is takasha. So Kivega and Moganovis, the Moshe Benet, also was going to Zabash. They both asked from the Gemara Daf Kaf Hei. The Gemara says Kivega Amesa is actually the national Gemara. Amesa also, the Gemara says when a person from Monson loses from the seven kravim, he has to write Kriya. And Chayyim was talking about even without that. He's ripping his clothing from anguish and makes them feel better. The Gemara says Yechayiv, and the Gemara says the reason is.
It's impossible. I'm sorry. It's worse than not allowed to be
touched.
Depends
on which mess,
right?
No,
yeah, the Gemara says also nachas ruach liyitzvei. Is that the notion of the Gemara? Also nachas ruach. He makes himself feel better because that's also from a sakin. Just ripping something and chayish from a kalko because he's doing it from tzar and it makes him feel better. That's also from a sakin. So they say, you see from here that you don't any tikkun is chayiv. You don't need amanasitfil. Chayes the penla on Beis Yosef that once the Limadak and Ashi and another Rishonim that the chiv is dafka amanasitfil. But my said that's the Kirega Paskins, the Tosis Kirega Mishnais, and the Bihaloka in Simitrim Mensa Shidal, and also Paskins the same way, that Kirega is Chayiv, Lab Dachka Manasitva, as long as there's any Tikkun. There's another Chiddush, this is what we mentioned last week, another Chiddush from Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav will say a Chiddush that since the Malacha Kirega went out from Les Mishkan, where it was done on the Urias, on the Maisar, something that was sown, Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that Kirega is Dafka if you rip something that's made from Nischava Mekama Devarim. It's something that was Nischava made from many things put together. For example, Begodim are many strings put together. Something that's made from many things put together, that's the whole Malacha Kirega. But if it's a guf echad, for example, niya, paper, he says, or skin, or leather, he says there's no malacha kiri on that. Malacha kiri has to be something that's a schaba for many things together. Machatech would be even on one guf. Machatech is obviously by leather, so machatech would be even if it's one piece. But kiri, once you machadish, would only be if you kiri something which is a schaba megufim rabim, like a beggar. And he brings the right to it from a Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Yudalad. And Hav Shabbos brings down from a Tesefta in Shabbos, Tesefta in Beit, Perek Dalet, that Tesefta says, Kerei Odom Es Oshav Hi Chavius. A person's allowed to rip off the O that's on top of a Chavius. Seems in the times of the Tesefta that they used to seal barrels of wine with leather, with like skin. They would seal with skin. And the way it was so tight, the way you take it off was, you would come and you would cut it off, or you rip it off. And the Braisa says, you're allowed to rip it off on Shabbos. So Shulchan Rav Shlel is on this. Why is it mutter? The Chayshim Melachas Kireya. You're ripping the ear. Even if you're not ripping in an exact place, it's not Machatech. But why is it mutter to rip off the ear on top of the Chavis? So the Shulchan Rav wants to say, even though it's Makalkal, when you're being Makalkal, but the mice of Makalkal is also a Sindarbona. That's his Kasha. We find Chazal, Makalkal only takes off this of the Raisa, but it remains in Sindarbona. So why was it mutter to be Kireya, the ear, and the Chavis? So Shulchan Aruch wants to bring a raya from here to his chiddush that obviously there's no malachas kirei on or. When you rip or, which is one thing, that's not malachas kirei. It has to be kirei only on something which is nischav, which was put together for many pieces, like a beged, which is put together for many pieces of string. And that's his raya. My kasha was yeah, it's medavi mutagamer. It's v'chal not the malacha. It's v'chal not the malacha. If it be the malacha, then it would be makavish v'esmi d'abanan. That's how he brings the raya from here. But my kasha was what on the shulchan aruch raya? Why does he have to say this chiddush to miash this kasha? The chiddush can answer with the ran. Is the ran in Shabbos dafkuf memvav? The mishnah says in dafkuf memvav a similar mishnah, similar to this chapter. The mishnah says shoyva odom es tachavi es lechoy meni gregus. Person could break a chavis, a barrel, to take out one day from it. Now, breaking a barrel is a chayr, is a shayl of vini mistir b'kelim, but pashkas is an isto stir b'kelim, a chayr is also malacha. So why is it mutter to break the barrel? Why is it mutter to say mutter break the special mishkan in Shabbos? You break the barrel, take the food out. So Rashi says over there, the reason is because it's makalkal. Because it's being makalkal. In fact, around the kasha and Rashi, that makol, believe me here, the hey the chol makalkal and the tzur, and even though all makalkal and part of the raisa, isur miika, but still should be asam midrabanan. Why is this asam midrabanan? So Naran says merdeka chiddush. Naran wants to say that this isur midrabanan makalkal chazal will not goyza b'makom tzayich Shabbos. B'makom tzayich achila, when person is trying to get the food out to eat l'kovet Shabbos and pa'inik Shabbos, chazal did not ask them. This din that Kol Makalkin as a part of the rice for the Osman Rabbanon, that's only if it's not the covenant in Shabbos. But if you're doing it to get food on Shabbos, then it's mutta. When I was young, my father showed me this Ran, and he told me that this is the mokka for the veld that's made with open packages on Shabbos. What's the heck? Why is everybody opening packages on Shabbos? Chayus Kareya, how are you ripping the package? Even though the chayyus says makalkal, you know, big potato chips for the kids or something, you know, even though maybe makalki you ruining the big, but the chayyus should be asmid abanan. Makalkal is also asmid abanan. My father was saying that this ran is the makkah, just like the mishnah says you gotta break the chavis to take out food, and the ran says the chazal will not did not ask the makalkal the abanan on when the makkah in Shabbos they want machmir they didn't ask the same thing. The chayyus asked the milka oyvon. Remember this. So Mechaya, Lafi.
Oh,
we get that. All right, we get that. Right, we get that soon. Yeah, we get that soon. But like Hashua, so it was though, we can say the same thing with the Sesta. The reason why you're not to be Kireya the Ora on the Chavis would be like this run. It's only Makal, it's only Stabon and Chazal, they're not us to their Bonon when it came to food, when it came to getting food on Shabbos. People even stretched it, I think, for plastic cups or paper plates. Anything needed for food, for anything for eating, people are very, very make of this, you could open the Chavis based on this run. That's Makal and Chazal were in Gezer. So why does Shulchan Aruch have a kasha by Kirei Odom as Ora Chavis? This would be the teretz. You don't have to be mechadish this big chiddush that there's no kireya on guf echad. So I was thinking that maybe the Shulchan Aruch Rav is going a few pichadish. There's a pichadish that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shemem and passages like that. Pichadish says that if a person is kireya geres, opens up an envelope on Shabbos, he's chayav chatas. He's chayav midereis. A person rips open an envelope, he's chayav midereis. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the chayav makalkal. Mishnah Berurah says that the Pichadish holds it may be Makalk on the envelope, you need the envelope, but it's Mesakin for what you're taking out. It's Mesakin for the letter, it's Mesakin for you getting out the letter that you want to read. And Mishnah Berurah is Klez Chakira, you remember she could clear. What if you're doing something which is Makalk on the thing, but it's Mesakin B'dov Acha? It's Makalk on one thing, it's Mesakin B'dov Acha. Oh, Kriya Mesakin might be considered a Gufa thing. The bag that I'm destroying is what this, Mesakin, because that makes me feel better, maybe. But over here, he wants to say a totally, totally separate thing. You're Mesakin to the thing you're taking out. Okay, but maybe that's also there. But the Mishnah wants to say, he closes the Shayla and he says, it's as far to say that's not called Mesakin, because it's Mesakin with the Vava. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's obviously the Pichah Lashol, and that's the Paskin Mishnah Berurah. That you create one thing, and you're Mesakin what you're taking out for the thing you create, and you're ruining the envelope, but you're Mesakin for what you're taking out. That's called Mesakin. That's called taking. That's Mesakin Shevet. It's a very big Chiddush. Okay, but this is what he said. But my kasha was, according to Pichrodosh, what was the Ran's kasha? It's kasha on the Ran. The Ran said that the Mishnah says Sheva Mizachovi is like some in the Gregus is Mutta. So the Ran is why? So Rashi and the Ran both say it's Makalkal. And the Ran explains that over here, Makalkal Mizabon and Chazal and Rasa. But why is it Makalkal? You know, you're Makalkal for breaking the Chavis, but according to the Pichadish and the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mesakin for what you're taking out. What are you taking out? It's Mesakin. It's Lechari, this Ran will be a Kashi to Pichadish, but obviously, according to Pichadish, he doesn't hold that this would be Makalkal. He would hold Sheva of the Mesachavis would be Steve Bekeng Mederaisa. The same way he says that ripping the envelope is Mederaisa, according to him, breaking the Keli would be Isteraisa. And Isteraisa, for sure, you can't be Matik a Kavit Shabbos by Nick Shabbos. So, according to Bichaj, we're back to Akasha. How did he understand this Mishnah that you could open the Chavis, or you could cut off the R? So, that's why I think that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav came to say his Chiddush, that on the R, you could answer that there's no Moloch of Kireya on R, because there's only one Guf. But what I'm saying is only really answering for the Brice of the Tesefta of Kriya as an R, but it doesn't really answer for breaking the Chavis. That even Shulchan Aruch Rav is made that the Steve became on one thing. And it doesn't really answer the Pichadish either. But I'm just trying to explain a little bit, maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav wanted to say it was a new Teretz for this Kasha of Kriya Adam as an R, Chavis, because with the Ran's Teretz is not Machal Deis. And the Mice, but the way my father explained, the reason why people open packages is all based on the Ran. And if there's a Pichadish that's Chaylik, and he holds that it's Mesakin, it may even be Moth of the Rice, even being open a package. And also, the Pichadish obviously doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Pichadish holds that there's Kireya on the envelope, even though the envelope is Niyah, it's paper. Not everyone holds like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So if you're not going to come onto the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Hetta, you're not going to come onto the Ran's Hetta, it's not supposed to be opening packages on Shabbos. Maybe it's kedai to open everything before Shabbos, but then since Minigun was not that way. But it might be kedai to do. But upon him, this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Rav would answer another big horror, which was bothering me. It was bothering me. Melechas Mechateich, how do you ever have the Melech of Mechateich without the Melech of Kireya? The Melech of Kireya you can have without Mechateich. Kireya, if you rip something, not Bemida, not exact. you don't care if you're ripping, that'd be kareya machatech. But machatech, when you cut something exact, why is every machatech also kareya? If you didn't want to say, maybe enechanami, maybe I was. No, but we said it's not dafka. Machatech is on everything. Oh, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to Shulchan Aruch, we found for the kasha.
Yeah,
but let's just get to the kasha. How do you ever have machatech that's not kareya? So if you're going to say that maybe enechanami, maybe machatech is also kareya. So a friend of mine, Bishur Kogan, showed me the Zamban in Shabbos. The fine hay, I think, the fine down and down on days. The Ramban is a kasha. The Gemara says that the shear of taifa, the shear of sewing, is shtei tefiyos. It's two stitches. Once you sew one stitch, but the two stitches chay. Correct. The Gemara of Olei Kaimi. When you sew just two stitches, it's not going to hold. It's not going to stay. When you sew a whole beged, it was maybe the last few stitches they get frayed, but then it holds. But if you sew just two stitches, that's it. How is it going to stay? Olei Kaimi doesn't stay. So the Gemara says, "Who should kashan?" It must be that you tied it. You sew two stitches and you tied it. That's when you chayev on taifa. So, hekta ramban, every taifa should really be chayev because of kosher. There's another malacha in Shabbos of making a knot. So you see, the ramban was bothered by this kasha. The ramban's kasha, you see, maybe in a chnami, maybe every taifa has to be also not as kosher. The ramban obviously held not like that. The ramban held that every malacha has to be shayev to be on its own. You can't have a malacha.
Now it's
well, how long can you? How long you mean? It doesn't stay. It won't hold. It won't hold. It'll still bend.
When you do all the two spheres, then you need those
locations. Right. Okay, but it bothers around that. The main halacha of the shear, you can never have. Even that was bothering the Ramban. The Ramban held that, every malacha has to have. So Ramban answers that Lukas Kosher is lapped up from Matas Kosher. It doesn't mean Keshav Kiyama. Just you wrap it up a little bit. That's what it means. Makivin Zelzez Lashon. You just wrap it up. You see, from Ramban, you cannot have. It bothers him to have one malacha. It's only possible another malacha.
That's when you need another malacha. By there, you need the
Kishmat Lakshirat. But here it's bothering me even more that every Machatech is Malachas Kareya. So this is what's on the Chayes of the Shreya. So, but let's say, Koin to Shech Machav is very good. Koin to Shech Machav, Machatech, you get Machatech Kareya, if you Machatech by Or, or Onia, if you cut an exact Mida by something that's only one Guf, because Shech Machav is Machav, there's no Kareya. So, Shech Machav will come to answer this Kasha. Well, Maisa was looking around about this Kasha, like, how do you have Machatech Machav Kareya? Does anybody ask this Kasha? And I found, it was in Haim Tegasefa, it was about 30, 40 years ago, maybe it's still called Haim Tegasefa, Teres HaShabbos, was a younger man at the time, he was a younger man, I think, maybe today he's older, but the Teres HaShabbos on Hilchos Shabbos, Perichot Gimel Sukkot Vav, he asked this kasha also. How do you have the Machatech that's not Kareya? And his first Teres is this Teres of the Shulchan Acharav, as Machabendim. That according to Shulchan Acharav, you have Machatech without Kareya when you do Machatech on Or Unia, which is one thing, which is no Kareya according to Shulchan Acharav. And then the second Teres was, he says, with Minchas Chinuch. It's Minchas Chinuch in Meisach HaShabbos. I say, the Minchas Chinuch says, they're poshut, that Teufa and Kareya is only with Vamrachim, it's only on soft things, like bendable things, like Or or Begodim, or Niyat, if you don't hold Shulchan Acharav. But something which is hard, like so, so porcelain and other things that are hard, that are kosher, there's no Malachas Kareya on that. So the Machatech would be. Machatech could even be on something hard. So, if you definitely have Machatech without Kareya. If you cut something which is not soft, which is hard. Like so porcelain, ceramics.
If you didn't make some of these things, it won't be.
It won't be Kareya also, right? And his third teretz, he wants to say the sefer Teretz Shabbos. He says, if you have machatech without kareya, if you machatech kol shuv matras, he goes, by kareya, the shear is always shtei tefiyos. But by machatech, the Rambam says that by or, the shear is kedei nasis kamiya, the shear is more. It's kedei nasis kamiya to make an amulet, which would, nuchayr, not use the kasha, because it's enough of a shear for kareya also. It's more to make a kamiya. But the Minchas Chinuch says by Eitzim, cutting Machatech by Eitzim would be enough kedei nevashu be'akala to cook an egg, to make a little piece of firewood for an egg. And Matzis, by metal, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, just like the Shir Haitzah, by Matzis is a kolshu, that's a lot of metal is considered a chashu thing, even a kolshu, the same thing, Machatech would be a kolshu. So you have Machatech by metal, if you did a kolshu and you would not be chayv kareya, because it would be less than 2 years. And the third teretz he brings down is also interesting. The halacha, wants to say that kirei is dafka by kirei v'emtza, where you cut in the middle, where you masak in both sides. But if you cut on the side, you just like trim off on the side. That's not kirei. That's what Mishnah wants to say. And but machatech would be. Machatech would be even if you're just trimming off the side, not in the middle. That's the fourth case. So in Lamaise, we don't need the Shulchan Aruch Chavos Chiddush defense. It does answer this kasha. How do you have machatech of kirei? But you don't need it because you can answer it one of the other ways. There's a descent of Rambam in Peik Yud Hilchos Shabbos Loch Yilanov that says, "Hamachfir niyoreis ha'oris ha'bukum zenozeh b'devet." A person separates paper or leather or ore that's connected to each other with the glue. Chayim mishum tolda malachas kireya. That's the tolda malachas kireya. Separating things that are glued together is chayim mishum malachas kireya. Now I don't think this is a raya to Shulchan Aruch Rav to say that one piece of paper is not chayim. It's only just a few pieces of paper put together. Of people that are put together, because that could also be chayav. The Rambam's main chiddush here is that malachas kireya is lav dafka ripping. It's any hafrada, like it's lashon hamachrid. You're not ripping anything. You're just separating things that are glued together. That would be chayav mishum kireya. It's a big chiddush that kireya is lav dafka ripping. It's any separating things that are glued together would be asa. I had a maisa, which maybe you know, I shouldn't say over, but I'll say it anyway. When I was bachur, when I was learning by my rebbe. Hagayin, Rabban Sheisol, Rav Shmuel Oybach. I was once by him on Shabbos, and I went to his bookcase and I pulled out a sefer. When I pulled out a sefer, two sperm came out stuck together. It was like a warm day, very warm, a little humid. It was summertime, and you know sometimes sperm stuck together. And I was just looking in, and I pulled it. I made a big crack, that big crack noise. You know when you pull things that are stuck together in humidity. And my Rabbi Shmuel, he looked at me and he said, "Bemegdus tan." And I looked back at the end and I said, I don't know, it was like Rosh Hashiva. I made the sun. And Rosh Hashiva and Rav Shmuel said to me, "I also don't know." So I also don't know. Well, I was a sugar guest there. But, so I don't think it's any matter. But at the time, I remember thinking that, you know, I was a young bacher and I was thinking, I got Masechta Shabbos, I got two of the Latin Masechta Shabbos, and what could be wrong with this? What's the shayla of pulling apart these two stuff together sperm? Like, what's the shayla here? And now I'm thinking, maybe it's this Rambam. The Rambam says, Hamafrid, Niyare Se'ore Se'dvukum Zen Lazeh, Bedevek, if you separate papers or skins that are stuck together with glue, Chayim Mishum told them Lazeh Kareya. It's told them Lazeh Kareya. The Rambam's Chiddush is that separating is also Kareya, Lav Dafka ripping. So I think that's what Rav Shmuel meant, and he's going to be embarrassed me, that could be the shayla of pulling together two sperm that are stuck together.
So you have again a kriyah
of shloyah but it wasn't good. But it's not makal, it's stuck in the thickening, it's easier than the sperm that way.
I mean,
I'm not supposed to say we do something wrong. I'm saying it just for the Lima Shabbat. What's the name from it?
According to the
Lab, you
right.
Right. Right. I'm just going back to this Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe. It's two things in the Shabbat, two some put together, right? It would be also, right? That would be heavy either. This Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch Rav, Bem is the Chayodim also. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, Bem is the Chayodim in Nishmas Adam, in Klal Chotes, he says this Chiddush also, and he brings two rays to it. But I'm calling the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Chiddush because the Nishmas Adam doesn't hold it. At the end, he's there, he says the whole thing is not Mistavra. But he wants to bring two rays to it. He brings one ray, he has the Kasha. How do you ever have the Malach of Mafshit, skinning, taking the skin off a behemoth without Kareya? When they skin a behemoth, which is one of the Malach of Shabbos, the Chari, you have to cut the R to get the R off the behemoth. So why isn't every Malach of Mafshit Kareya? Like we said before, every Malach, like Mafshit Kareya, every Malach has to be a Malach on its own. Yeah, but so why isn't that much? Well, maybe Mafshit Kareya.
As you pull
it
off, it's stuck.
What do you mean? Say
when it's
Kareya.
Kareya from the goof of the
book.
Yeah, you have to cut it.
No, I'm not sure what he meant. I'm not sure. Is that actually meant because of the hemo? I thought he meant cutting the R. I'll tell you what, you're right, but he answers this Techidish. He wants to say, he was saying on Shulchan Aruch Rav, he wants to say that Kareya. Yeah, but that's what was bothering me, because he wants to answer with this Chiddush, that maybe Kareya is not an R, because there has to be two things that are put together, your Kareya. You cannot be Kareya by one thing, like R. So that's why I understood that the Nishmas Adam's Kasha was on cutting the R. But it's separating the off and the basa is also like being mastered, like that Rambam. That's one thing or two. I think that's two things. The basa.
Yeah, but he's
saying two things. I think kashrus on the original cutting.
So what's the kashrus? Somebody else cut it. You cut an Erev Shabbos, and now you're being mastered.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrorist. I don't know. He buys a kasha. He actually, what he says before, if he hold like this chiddush that kare is only on things, somebody says chava midbar rabim, then that'll be the terrorist. But if you hold them, kare is even on that, then he buys a kasha. He brings another raya also, which is I'm not going to go into the whole raya, but he's derched also. But Amos needs to be fetched Rambam. The Rambam says in kareiness in the yab, they shum kum sakin keli. The Rambam says you cannot rip paper because it's sakin keli. You have to know what that means. You also have to know the Rambam is the rice for Rabbanon, but the Rambam does not say as kareya. So the Mishnah Sodom is the kasha from that Rambam, and he wants to say that the same teretz. So if flame is oshen is the loy nika kareya and the bedavish is chabai the riga it's fear bebeged or the devak. But something which is mashenkim in the yad is not in Korea. The Mishnah Sodom brings down Mishnah Sodom. He also doesn't like this chiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch does pass in the Gemaisa. But again,
what's the
difference? He's asking
for
the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no more kareya on paper and or, which would be another half of the open packages based on Shulchan Aruch. We're asking the Negoyim. Yeah, there's no this at all. It's not the moch at all, not the rice, not the one. Well, not machatech. Actually, as I say, machatech would be us even on one thing. And toilet paper, if you're going on where it's perforated, where it's made to cut, that would be machatech. That's why they even talk about, the more he talks about, you should cover the abrius, the person has no choice. Some people want to say, rip the toilet paper, it's supposed to be cut. The main thing is, even opening packages, never open it where it's made to open. If it's made to open, like there's a line where it's made to open, that would be machatech. And that would be much worse.
Well,
that's the Rambam. The Rambam says the yeris, anything which is glued together, mafrid is also is the rice or tola of Korea. So we have to go either with this head that is makalkal. Then my father and Shom like explained that the head is the Ran. The belt is not against the Ran because it's makalkal. It's only from the Bona. And the Ran says they weren't grazing makalkal but makam achila on Shabbos, makam tzerach achila. Or we could say with the Shechem Acharav that there's no is the Korea on a good effort. Right, makalka, but makalka is also rabbon. Really, the problem is the bichodesh, because the bichodesh holds that it's makalka for the package, but it's mistaken to get the thing out. Is that mishmur passes that way? It's mishmur mem. That's another big problem. That's the reason to being a little more machmir. The Padis Yosef is a kasha on the Shulchan Acharav from Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, by Nigi Begodim, if you find an egg on a beged, the Torah says, if the Homais of a Kuro is in a beged, or in a or, in a shasti, you should rip the nega off the beged or from the or. So you see, the Torah uses the lashon of a kara of kri of kareya on or. How can you say there's no malach of kareya on or on something which is one goof, but the Torah calls the kara? So the Hatzvi wants to answer that the lashon of kara I say is going on the beged at the beginning of the pasuk, and just agav it said the kara is saying in a beged. The Torah continues, I mean an or, I mean just see. But nechname kara only applies to beged. You don't have the lashon of kara. But I don't really understand that because. No, that's your heresy. But I didn't really understand this teretz because the might say if a kara lashon hakodesh does not apply to or, then the teretz should have said if a kara is same in a beged, but not I know it's same in or. You take it from the or. The fact that the teretz says a kara is same in a beged, but that's what they really want to answer. So you know there's we're going to get the soda bottles. You know there's a big tumult about opening soda bottles on Shabbos, bottles of plastic bottles. Some hold that before you open it, it's all one golem. It was never a cap and a bottle, it was all one piece. And when you open it, you're creating the cap, because the machine like made it all come out all at once, and it was all one piece, the cap and the bottle. When you crack it open, you're making the cap and the bottle. And that's making a keli on Shabbos, and that should be also. And others are mati, others look at it, no, it is a cap and a bottle beforehand. It's not called making a cap and a bottle. I saw, most people will quote the Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva that Shlomo Zalman is mafia. But I saw in the Kovitz that someone was very married from this Indian, and he says there's stevus in the Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva. So if you look in Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva, some places he's mafia, some places he's ta'asa. It's very unclear. I once heard from Victor Chacham on Gadol that he told me he was by Sheva Brachos on Shabbos and Shlomo Zalman, and he saw Shlomo Zalman open a bottle on Shabbos. So I told him, like, you can't be 100% sure the bottle wasn't open before. Maybe they were open and just closed very tightly. And only the person looking very close will see that. You can't really see that for sure. And I'll tell you a story myself. Another meister when I was in Ma'anos Tayyar, Rav Shmuelbach, as the son of Shlomo Zalman in Slanyer. And Shlomo Zalman was the Nasi of Yeshiva. He used to come in and daven with us. Mincha v'dei v'zeichot. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, this was Shnas Toshin Dalam Mem. The plastic bottles first came to Israel, that's man. They were in America a few years before that. I don't know if anybody remembers, but when they first started in America, but these 2 liter plastic bottles first came to Israel then. I remember I bought one. I went on a bus, and I remember all the Israel dicker were looking at me, you know, Israel dicker on a bus, there's no privacy, they're looking what's in your bag, and they're in my thin little socket, and they see, and they're going to be Mazda. So I'm explaining to them, you know, we have this in America for a while, but it's so much lighter. The bottle's lighter, and if you drop it, it's not going to shatter into glass, into a million pieces. And I remember there was one person on the bus that, with a big smile, said, Yeshakobaretz. Like, such pride. Yeshakobaretz. We have everything. We have even plastic soda bottles. Okay. But, when I came back to Yeshiva, and I went to, so the Americans, we were used to it from America. We had, was there already for a little while. But they sold the Gebachim. They were looking at it also for the first time, and they stole the Shang immediately. I'm not even sure what we did in America until then, because it was around for a little while. But they sold the Gebachim right away as a Shang. You're not open this at Shabbos. And they went to take it to Shlomo Zalman to ask him the Shaila. And for some reason I didn't go. And I'm looking back, like, you know, because I saw, I was able to speak to Shlomo Zalman. A lot of times he came to Shiva every day, Ramincha, and I saw him. This is, if I would have realized that this was history in the making, that they went to ask Shlomo Zalman, this Shaila, I should have been there, I should have went. But I didn't go. I remember they came back and they told us that they showed it to Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman asked it. So that I could tell you that the first time it came out, I know this is my friends, they came back and they told me, they showed them and he asked it. This Kovitz says Reva Bon Masa. I guess he did a research. He says Reva Bon Masa Asa opening the bottles. But I saw in a different Kovitz, Kovitz Samar.
What are they asking?
I think I was Stinian McKaylin. That's what everybody talks about.
You're making the cat, right?
Now it's the cat. Okay, so
it'll be the Reisa. Are you saying? You want to make a hole in the cat, you take it over.
My son is Kovitz Amar, very recently from Chedesh Av El, Tashanayim Hei, Omid Alef. They bring down that Yoshev said a different Chedesh. This is what Ramey wanted to say. Yeah, Yoshev wanted to say a different Chedesh. He said, everyone's tumbling about the Shaila, was Binyam King or not. Was it a cap and a bottle before, or are you making it? Before it was all one Golem and you're making the cap and bottle. Effectively, Yoshev, why isn't it Machatech? Machatech, because you're cutting it exactly in the place. You want to be careful that it breaks exactly where it's made to break. If it wouldn't be made, you wouldn't be able to use the cap. So Mecharishim asks Machatech. And he asked us Machatech. And it's such a Pashazar, and I never thought of it, that everyone always talks about Dinim Sneh Bekelim on, so the cap's called Mecharishim. If Yesh wants to say it, should we also ask Machatech? And that's what he asked.
It's
not Zach with a knife. No, that's clear. The places do talk about that, if it's Zach with a knife. They say Machatech is even Biyad. Or not with a knife.
What is this? Turning it away, pull 2 things apart.
You're not pulling it apart.
Who's he pulling it apart?
I said, that's what this guy is for example, Shrev and Yoshev, the Yoshev acid. I'll smachate, a different reason. Okay, it's another lay, basically. But in that case, they saw a different shayla, this is a whole anemia, but a different shayla. They talk about the shayla about sunglasses that are activated by the sunlight. They have surveyed for many years. They have sunglasses. You go outside in the sun, the tint comes on. When you go inside, the tint goes away. They make enough prescription glasses also, which is healthy for people with any eye problems or for older people. They shouldn't have the sunlight in their eyes. That when they go out in the sun, it activates it, the tint comes on, and when you come in in the less bright light, it goes away. So the whole shayla is this mutan on Shabbos thing. How do we wear these on Shabbos? So they bring down that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Matya, and Rav Yoshev asked. Rav Yoshev is more partial, and Rav Yoshev is showing up Tzeveya. What's the Shad of Shlomo Zalman? Why he was Matya? I didn't see the Tshuva, but possibly the reason is because it's not Kavu, it doesn't stay. It's such a temporary thing, it comes and goes, it's a temporary thing, that's not the Malach of Tzevei, it has to be a little permanent. Maybe that's the Shaila. Well, Maestro Shem Zaman Asid and Aviyoshev, I'm sorry, Shem Zaman was Matin, and Aviyoshev was Asid. So he writes something also Maestro, he said this Maestro went around against the soil, that Raziel Eobach, the son of Shem Zaman, famous Mahira, he once went to a store to buy glasses. And the storekeeper was trying to sell him he should buy his glasses with this tint that comes on with this feature that it comes on in the sunlight and goes away when you go inside. So Rabbi Zil Eibach is the son of Shem Zaman. He's the Edom of Rabbi Yashav. He's the son of Rabbi Yashav and he's the son of Shem Zaman. So he started mumbling to himself about his glasses, you know, Ma'am HaShabbos and Vasim HaShabbos, the Tate is Matia, but the Shvei Asid. So they say the storekeeper did not know who he was, and the storekeeper heard him mumbling, and he says to him, "Was tat the vashver? Has that shana daf mfengem by the gedolei yadah?" He said, "What are you doing? Your father mati yeshver?" I said, "That shana daf mfengem by the gedolei yadah." He didn't know who he was talking to. It's nice to know. Okay. Yeah, shkoyach.